Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we've got a last day's lesson. I call it simply darkness. Towards the end of the tribulation period, when this planet's systems, I call it Babylon systems, are crumbling and all hell is literally broken loose, the forces of the Antichrist will come against Christ. Revelations chapter 18 records, "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." That's Revelations 18, 1 and 2. Yes, Satan will gather every evil, foul, unclean, and hateful spirit together to our rebellious planet. Now, it seems like a large portion of the moving and shaking today, so to speak, is done either openly or behind the scenes by those we refer to as elites or one percenters. In the media, they are referred to as influencers. And it's the media that basically tells us what to believe, right? Which, as most of you can see, is very powerful because an enormous number of people are utterly dependent and even addicted to this media. At the same time, what we have witnessed over the last generation or more is an overwhelming darkness that has taken over this media, not just here in the West, but worldwide. I suggest that this is at least part of what Isaiah meant when he prophesied, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." That's Isaiah 60, verse 2. Fortunately, God is not influenced by darkness, and he is not impressed by these elitists, these movers and shakers. In fact, those who have influence, so to speak, in his kingdom are quite the opposite of what you would expect. In fact, his word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." Check it out. The foolish, weak, base, despised, and the not. These are God's elite, his chosen. Now, Christ told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's Mark 16, 15. So for 2 millennia, so this call has gone out to many, many people. In fact, Matthew 22, 14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Thus, for those of you who know him, you heard that call, and by the gracious work of his Holy Spirit, you responded and discovered that you were indeed chosen. That is, you opened your heart and submitted to God's love, life, and forgiveness. And from that point onward, you've been prepared. Prepared? Yep, God's been preparing you, training you to trust him in all circumstances. That's because, in a way, this life with him is a boot camp of sorts, for the day will come, and it is fast approaching, when the 10 major elitists of the world, the leaders and the powerful, those that the book of Revelation refers to as horns, will support the Antichrist world leader and fight against Christ. In fact, the scripture says in Revelation 17, 14, "These shall make war with the Lamb," that's Jesus, "and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Yes, today is a dark day, but Jesus told us in John 8, he said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should not overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness." Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.